This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2073, Mental Clutter, 13 Ways to Reduce and Better Manage It, part 2, by Melissa of SimpleLionHeartLife.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Saturday and welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook, but from many different authors, today being a continuation from yesterday, so I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Mental Clutter, 13 Ways to Reduce and Better Manage It, Part 2, by Melissa of SimpleLionHeartLife.com. Number 6, add margin to your schedule. Trying to do too much all at once can quickly contribute to mental clutter. But leaving yourself some margin in your schedule is a great way to reduce mental clutter, make you feel less rushed, and make your days feel a little easier too. When planning your days as much as possible, aim to only schedule what can realistically be accomplished. And when possible, slightly overestimate how long each task will take, giving yourself a bit of extra time should things take longer or something unexpected comes up. As tempting as it can be to plan to multitask during the day, very few people can multitask effectively. Most often, trying to do more than one thing at a time increases stress levels, decreases productivity, and leaves you not doing your best at any of the tasks. Instead, try single tasking, focusing on one task at a time to get it done with more efficiency and accuracy. Adding some margin to your schedule also gives you opportunities to rest as well. Rather than rushing from one task directly into the next, a bit of margin gives you time and space to pause, rest, and refocus. And sometimes the most important thing you can do for your health and productivity is giving yourself opportunities to rest. Number 7, schedule downtime. Rest is important to your overall health, well-being, and productivity. If you're someone who struggles to slow down and take rest on a regular basis, work on adding it to your schedule and then taking time to rest guilt-free. Scheduling time to rest is a great way to make sure you're giving yourself and taking opportunities to rest and recharge. Stop feeling like you need to earn rest first. There will always be more you could be doing. But taking time to rest regularly means you'll be able to show up for life at your best. Adding rest to your schedule and to-do list reminds you that rest is not only necessary, but sometimes it's the most productive thing you can do. Number 8, plan catch-up days. Most people have an ongoing list in their heads of things that eventually need to be but aren't particularly time-sensitive or critical to get done now. The trouble is, this list of tasks sits in your head, taking up mental space, adding to your mental load, and causing mental clutter. Avoid this by making an ongoing list of all these little non-time-sensitive tasks you need to do as you think of them. Then schedule a day every month or so to get them done and clear the list. Making a list lets you stop carrying this mental to-do list around in your head, and having a catch-up day every so often takes the pressure off yourself knowing you'll get to these tasks then. In the meantime, you can let them go and take them off your mind. Number 9, use a timer. Speaking of little tasks, how often do you put something off for weeks or maybe months, thinking about it, avoiding it, and procrastinating on it? Then when you finally do the task, realize it only took a few minutes or wasn't as bad as you thought it would be. Or maybe you have a bigger task you avoid starting because the task in total feels so big. A great way to avoid these scenarios is by using a timer. Tell yourself you'll work on getting the task started for 10 minutes. You don't have to finish it, you just need to start and spend 10 minutes working on it. Telling yourself you only need to spend 10 minutes doesn't seem so bad. Not only does this help you overcome the hurdle of getting started, but it also encourages you to see that small steps are still helping you make progress. And making some progress towards getting a task done is better than making no progress at all. Number 10, take care of yourself. When you're exhausted, hungry, worn out, or burnt out, it's easy to feel like you have brain fog and more mental clutter, which makes it hard to focus, process, or be productive. Making an effort to get enough sleep, eat well, move your body in a way that feels good to you, and spend some time outside are all simple ways to take care of both your body and your mind, making it easier to clear and better manage mental clutter. Number 11, try meditation. Sometimes mental clutter can come from too many thoughts, ideas, or feelings in your mind, feeling like a whirlwind. The practice of meditation isn't to clear or empty your mind, but instead to spend some time in stillness and silence, noticing your thoughts without judging them or getting swept away in them. It's not always easy, but with regular practice, meditation helps you find moments of stillness for your mind and body, as well as helping you better manage mental clutter by taking time to observe and notice your thoughts without attaching to or judging them. Meditation can also help you become more mindful, helping you focus on the present instead of getting swept away by thoughts, worries, etc. And it can also help you get in the habit of noticing your thoughts and feelings and practicing responding to them rather than reacting. Number 12, give yourself a calm, clutter-free space. Clutter in your home can be like a visual reminder or mental to-do list of everything you still need to handle, do, and take care of. Giving yourself a calm, clutter-free space gives you a space where your mind can truly rest, recharge, and decompress. Your clutter-free space can be whatever works for you. You might aim to keep your whole home calm and clutter-free, or you might simply carve out a quiet corner of a room to be your calm and clutter-free space. Whatever it looks like for you, the key is recognizing the value a clutter-free, calming space can add to your life and your ability to rest and recharge. And number 13, start a journaling practice. Much like doing a brain dump, a journaling practice is a great way to get thoughts, feelings, ideas, etc. out of your head so you can process, work through them, and maybe even let them go instead of continuing to carry them around in your head all the time, adding mental clutter to your life. A journaling practice can take so many different forms, from following guided prompts, to free writing, to bullet journaling, to art journaling, and more. Start exploring what resonates with you and give it a try. You just listened to part two of the post titled Mental Clutter, 13 Ways to Reduce and Better Manage It by Melissa of SimpleLionHeartLife.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'll keep this ending short for today. Have a great rest of your Saturday if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.